I suppose, men.
I hold the destiny of students and teachers across Alberta in the palm of my hand, Miss Thatcher. And I can assure you, it's a weight that I feel on a daily basis.
A weight I hope my posting will help alleviate.
But it would be all less of a strain if I had a proper wife who understood the parents of academia, who can help cook and clean and see to my overall well-being.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, my dear Beth. My dear sweet Beth. May I call you Beth? Beth?
Thank you, Mr. Higgins. It's Miss Thatcher, if you please.
You'll find we're quite informal here, so please, no less of these. Maestro, if you please. An obligation, we educated you to take this untamed wilderness and make it something new.
Well, thank you, Mr. Higgins. Your viewpoint is unique.
Oh, wait till I get going then on Socrates and Greek. You are all I need, just the perfect breed. And together we can tame the West and teach them how to read. But your fashion is exquisite and your eyes, well, they're not exactly blue. Oh, the plans I have for you.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, I know. You're all I need, just the perfect breed. Come together, we can take the West and teach them how to read. Well, your dancing is exquisite, and your shoes, well, your shoes, I guess, will do.
Well, really, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, the plans I have for you. Manners are perfection, dear, and that's what matters most. And soon I'll show you around the town.
But then about my post.
I'm sure you'd like to know, my dear, but trust, I have a plan. There's more to life than teaching bad.